It's time for the good, the bad.
Hold that thought.
And the dumb.
On the Mighty Gwyn Show.
Well, you heard the lady now, didn't you? It's time for our most thrill-pack, award-winning, fun-filled, and greatest segment of the day. Possibly the greatest segment of all time. It is the good...
In recorded history.
Just in recorded history. I mean, I can't really be held to account for what they did on tablets and on the side of caves back in the day.
But I'm sure somewhere in those hieroglyphics you'll see the good, the bad, the dumb.
No. I think our ancestors passed this down to us for precisely this moment, for us to bring you stories from the lighter side of sports, the lighter side of life, stories that are both good, bad, and dumb. We do it at this time every single day before we hand off to Tony D, and producer Ron puts it together. He's done so again today. Ron, fire away.
The good is Kate Mara.
Who is Kate Mara?
You know who she is.
I do not.
Let's see. My question. Have you seen The Martian? With Matt Damon.
Yes, I have.
Okay, she's the young computer scientist.
Not ringing a bell, but okay.
Okay, have you seen...
What has she been naked in? That way I would remember her definitely.
I don't know if she's been naked in anything. She was also in the new launch of the Fantastic Four.
Well, Ron, if she's never been naked in anything, you know I don't know who she is.
You know who she is. Anyways, she also could be considered, I mean, she's a very prominent actress, but could also be considered the first lady of the NFL.
Really? How is this?
Her father is part owner of the Giants. Okay. John Mara, and her mother is part of the Rooney family.
Wow.
So I'm bringing her up.
Yeah.
She's also, her sister is Rooney Mara, who is an actress as well. But anyways, I bring her up because and put her in the good category, not because she always looks good. And I'm showing you a picture of her right now. So now you're going,
oh yes.
You know who that
she
is.
She is reasonably attractive.
Yes. She did what any good American should do. She had a British boyfriend, and her families have won many Super Bowls, and this was shortly after the Giants had won their last Super Bowl.
Okay.
Dad brought home the trophy. Everyone was holding it. Everyone was forced to wear white gloves. Came to British boyfriend. He fumbled the trophy.
Oh, no.
Decided to drop kick the trophy because, I mean, after all, he's from England.
You're making this.
No.
He kicked the trophy?
Well, you know, like a hacky sack, try to, like, you know, bring it back up.
As it was falling to the ground.
Yeah, as it was falling to the ground.
He didn't, like, start kicking it as it was on the ground.
He put a dent in it, Dylan.
Oh, no.
At that point, the way the story goes, dear old dad gave Kate a look, and Kate was like, yeah, he's gone.
Oh,
and she dumped him.
God, this is the greatest story ever. How did this escape my purview this
morning? I mean, I guess it happened several years ago, obviously. It's the last Giants Super Bowl win.
How did it take this long for this incredibly great story to come out?
I don't know.
It just
came out recently when she appeared on Conan pitching a new movie.
He actually damaged the Lombardi
trophy. He put a dent in the Lombardi trophy.
He's still angry about the war. That's what it is.
Probably.
That's you know what?
You're realizing, your trophy's a ball. It's kicking. you're gone, bud.
That's terrible.
But, you know.
Was he allowed to leave the house even? Would they just lock him in a dungeon?
No, I think, I just think they kicked him out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she is the first lady at football.
I'm telling. Hey, I'm a new fan. I'm a new fan.
My bad, Dylan. I don't know if you saw this happen. I believe this happened yesterday. It was a Ivy League game, and I'm not sure how Ivy League it is because it was Brown University versus Bryant University.
Bryant, that font of educational prowess known as Bryant University.
So I don't know if Bryant is worthy of Ivy League status, but, I mean, you look in the scroll bar and it says Ivy League showdown or whatever. So maybe they got an invite. Anyways.
Okay.
Bryant hits a three-point shot to go up by one, right? Waning seconds of the game. Brown players, dribble down the court, all the way down there, throw up a layup. They go up by one themselves, put in a two-point basket, go up by one.
Okay.
Literally, I think there's three, maybe 4 seconds left in the game. The Bryant player, and this is how we know that it's not an Ivy League school, decided to dribble the ball and run the clock out. Like, he wasn't really in a position to get a shot, but and that's what many were thinking, like, oh, he's just trying to get open. But when he got to the half line and saw that time was about to expire, he chucked the ball straight up into the air.
He didn't think.
Then.
Oh, wait. He, like the celebratory thing?
Then he went to high-five a teammate.
Oh, no.
His teammates were all standing there looking at him like, Steph Curry a shot, man. It doesn't matter if it goes in. You got to at least try.
He didn't think it was the least bit odd that the Brown defenders weren't, like, trying to foul him or anything like people tend to normally do when they're down by a point.
I guess we can make an excuse, say he's a freshman, but still, that's not an excuse.
No. Well, if he had been Ivy League, this is how we know that Bryant is not Ivy League.
Right.
Because if he had been Ivy League, he would have done the math and figured that he had to do something with that.
Exactly.
Basketball.
And then real quick, my dumb today is people on social media. I have two stories real quick, or three stories. One was Floyd Mayweather posting to Instagram a $100 million check. Like, that's really necessary.
Security issues.
My second is a man by the name of Adam Rosenbach, who decided to tweet that the plane crash that happened yesterday, killing
the Brazilian soccer team.
Decided to tweet that as the plane was going down, Brazilians were going penalty.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What a tool.
And then I did have another one, but I cannot remember.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter. But
well done.
Social media, just ruins things sometimes.
That is, and there was also that idiot yesterday during the Ohio State.
That was the other one. Yes.
Yeah. Who turns out? Thank you, media. It wasn't a shooting at all. It was a knifing and a car attack. And a terrorist attack at that. And that guy out there saying that it was, vengeance for Michigan or...
Yeah, he was a Michigan student wanting to claim vengeance for their loss.
People are dumb. Tony D's not dumb. Listen to him. He's coming up next.